You're listening to the show about amazing community-driven wikis. Seriously, Google Pork Fried Dice Wiki and check it the fuck out. And Sharting Halt! It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And I love pillow forts.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh, I have an important question. Should I show my kids the house on Haunted Hill?
No.
Wait.
The haunting of the Hill House?
Which?
Yeah.
No. It must mean Vincent, something else.
The Vincent Price. Oh.
Probably.
Vincent Price ones are fine. Yeah, they're super old. And
it's like Nosferatu,
they couldn't
right?
Show. Yeah.
It's free from the library. Right.
It's not this,
that's
right?
Probably fine.
I'm pretty
1959,
sure.
1959,
I think I grew up watching this one. Let me just check.
It's campy.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, no, they it said not... it's campy.
It says, a 1959 American campy supernatural horror film.
This but they say that it's a story that's been done classic. A lot of times. Yeah. Yeah, but most of the Vincent Price ones are pretty good. There was one.
Let's see. Parents Guide. Sex and Nudity 1. A woman wears a few dress that reveals cleavage.
A few dress, guys, watch out.
Oh, the same woman wears an outfit that reveals all of her legs for a moment.
What? Oh my goodness!
I haven't even seen all of my legs.
Profanity. D*MNU is said once.
Damn you. With a U, just a U. Oh, adults, I thought you were just saying.
Adults drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes a lot throughout the movie.
Well, yeah. 1950s.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the
kids aren't just doing it.
A hanging woman is shown staring straight at the audience, probably the most disturbing image in the movie.
Yeah.
A man gets a bloody cut on his head.
Oh, man.
A woman That's falls true. Into Terrible. A pool of acid. Her bones are shown later.
Ooh!
A severed head is found 2 times.
Okay. The same one?
Yeah. I'm assuming.
It's like our game when Will's
it's
head
like
was
Will.
Just...
Yeah. Exactly. I was
it's found 2 times.
That's it. So that's the Parents Guide on IMDb for House on Haunted Hill.
Thank you.
There's
Thank
some funny you stuff on those Parents Guides, by the way, if you ever check those out. Because write them if you couldn't tell. A woman wears a few dress and nightgown.
Her whole leg. I mean, it's like it was written in the 1950s. It was
all
a
of
Parents
her legs.
Guide from the 1950s. Yeah. Yeah, all of her leg.
So funny. Woo. So how do I report? I want to create an account and be like, Rafina says I can't roll.
Well, you do have an account.
I know. But I mean,
I guess you could create another
But it
one.
Has my name on it. I want to be Rafina.
Yeah, we did it last time. Well, I guess I know, your just,
my,
computer is just
Yeah, but
blue.
Do I need my computer?
Well, you
guess
need
I
your
don't.
Character sheet.
Oh. I guess need the map and the character phone. Sheet.
Yeah, you can give me my character sheet somehow, right?
Probably.
You can just look at it. I'll just be my character, you be my sheet.
All right, that's fine.
We're having so many technological issues.
It's just the one.
This is my other one. I can't even get my computer to go.
Well, it's going.
All right, listeners, I don't have a character sheet or anything.
All right,
in
listeners,
front of me,
I'm taking my socks off. That's how you know the episode is starting.
I just fainted a little bit.
Smell it from
you
here.
You fainted a little bit.
Yeah.
You swooned. That's called swooning.
I swooned from the smell.
No! From the sight of my bare...
Ooh, yeah, your full foot. A whole foot, I saw.
Now I can't think of the name of the toe bones.
Metatarsals?
I think that's probably the word I'm thinking of. Tarsals
piggies.
And metatarsals.
Yeah, piggies, duh. Yeah.
This little piggy was
All right. Get out of here, Will's character sheet.
Oh.
What was I saying? Previously on Pork Fried Dice. So I wrote my setting the scene, but I didn't write my recap. So we'll spitball that one here
Basically,
right now.
Basically, Bathwack killed somebody, and it was terrible.
That was probably the biggest thing that happened last time, is that Bathwack murdered a lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By accident. Yeah. Okay.
It was so disturbing. I completely forgot about it.
I like how KT is like, by accident. And Denise and Rafina are like, in cold blood.
Yep.
So anyway, at the beginning of the episode, everybody was kind of divided. Will was investigating the Tomorrow Today offices. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that real quick. He changed his guise to be that of Crumplemeyer. And then later, Will found the treasury. So Will loaded his pockets up with money and then teleported out. While this was happening, Batthwack came back from his meeting where something happened and saw Selenia dash out of the tavern that has a very clever name that I always forget. And
all that in a bag of food.
Swinging out.
Swinging out, that's right.
Whoa.
It's in the notes.
Bam.
If I had my freaking notes in front of me.
I'll be back.
Hey, that's a good one. That's in Bear Toggle. Mm-hmm.
This place is the hops.
Mead and potatoes.
Guys, we're ruining all of the names that I need to create in the next 40 towns you guys have to go through. All the rest of the towns just gonna be like Drinking Building. That's the name of the bar there.
Tavern A, Tavern B.
Hey, tavern I did that. B. Don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me.
You're so loud that
turn me down.
How do I turn you down, Eric? I don't know how to work this.
You Which turn me that? Down. God. I'm a radio.
Is it that one?
Eric, you're so one? Loud, it's offensive.
I actually had right. to turn you down on my end, too, because yeah. you are very loud. Yeah,
I'm a loud person.
Eric, oh
I'm sweating God. And I'm loud.
I'm never
I
loud.
Didn't have to turn you down.
Thank you.
I don't know how to.
I did turn Abby down.
We're all muted for him, that's why.
Good luck with that.
I use volume to overcome my anxieties.
He screams when he's nervous.
All right. So while that was happening, Selenia came running out of the swigging out tavern and dashed away, followed quickly by people shouting, "Thief, thief, stop her, stop her." And Batwack, being Batwack, he's like, "You know what? I'm going to stop her." And so he dashes after her.
Stop her cold.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers for last week.
Running off towards the docks. Speaking of the docks, Gwen and Rafina went to investigate to see whether the lizards were in fact stolen away or brutally executed, as Will suspected. And they were just floating there, just happily moored there at the docks.
And who Rafina knows? Gave away Will's seat on her lizard folk. I mean, lizard.
Yep.
Lizard. That's right. Very, very quickly, actually. Yep. No hesitation at all. Yep. Very odd.
Very odd.
But so then they had started heading back. So there's a collision about to occur of sorts. Rafina and Gwen collide with the action that is running towards them, that being Selenia and Batwack and the crowd behind. Selenia would have collided with Gwen and Rafina if Bathwack's unintended Eldritch Blast hadn't collided with her.
Unintended, in quotation
with
marks.
Her brainstem and
sorry, I'm
destroyed her consciousness and life. Mm. So she went tumbling to the ground. Everybody's like, "What the fuck, Batwack?" And then Will showed up and he was like, "What the fuck, Batwack?" A group of Morrow's Inlet militia went rushing past while this was happening, seemingly paying no heed to the mayhem that was being that had been wrought here. And then everybody was like, "Where do we go? What do we do? I don't know. Oh, wait, there's the militia running back towards us, seemingly... with a bit more commotion this time around. Someone seems to be resisting their efforts to bring them back this way. And so, to set the scene,
reunited and it feels so good. Bathwack has murdered Selenia and is hauling around two bodies, hers and Captain Clockface's. Uh-huh. Everyone is processing just how they feel about this, but they need to decide what they need to do next. The town guard is headed up the street, and it sounds like Alistair's apartment may be a safe place to hole up. Or maybe they'll just get out of Dodge on their lizards currently moored at the town dock. So there you all are, staring at each other. Go.
Doesn't Will know something about why the town guard is rushing about, but we don't?
Yeah, nobody should know why the town guard is rushing about. Well,
he didn't say he did.
Yeah.
He acted suspicious.
Did I? I don't think I said anything about the guard yet, but I'm about to. Oh my God, guys, the guard is coming. We've got to get out of here. We have dead bodies in our midst. Either leave the dead body and run, or we got to just hide the dead body. We got to get out of here. Let's go.
Which dead body?
What? The person, not the wooden doll suitcase thing.
He's not dead.
What?
You save him, Murphina, remember?
And he's a person.
Yes. But you feel his clicking inside, you say.
Yes, he has a life force. It's happening.
Yeah, she dead. Okay. She has no life force. No clicking in her. That would kill her. No.
I remember.
Should we run?
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Where are we going? Okay.
Well, Alistair said that he would give us a place to a safe place to stay. Or do you guys just want to get out of here completely?
We need to move away from this space. I'm just going to start walking and try to
there's
move
lots
my
of
arms.
Side streets
I just want to get out of the way of the group heading our way.
Back
the way
we go?
Can we just leave the body here? I don't really think we should be carrying around a dead body. Just let everyone else kind of take care of things.
Okay. Hey, Bathwack, what do you think we should do? We have to do something now, fast, quick.
Will
is
walking.
Is there a place to hide it?
Yeah, Gwen started off to Alistair's.
Yeah, I'm not
waiting
anymore.
I think Bathwack is the most interesting one to get a visual on. Like, what do we see? Right. Like, if the viewer's eye is turned towards Bathwack, what does that look like?
I mean, he's sheathed his sword. He's put his shield on his back. And he has two lifeless bodies, one on each shoulder. He's holding their legs in front of him. And so their bodies are, you know, their midsection cross over his shoulders and then they're hanging down his back. And he's sort of quiet and just standing tall.
The dead among you have nothing to fear.
The dead among you.
I've already killed you.
Man, I need to.
I can't remember. Is the crown hidden or am I wearing the crown as well?
I don't think it's hidden. No.
I didn't cast that spell. Not today.
There's only one hidden crown.
Okay,
what
so
does
I'm
Will
going.
Look like? Brownman, right?
Brownman, yep.
Mr. Brownman. So yeah, people are starting to go, right?
Yeah. I'm going. I'm following along. Bathwack, are you doing that?
Doing what?
Are you also
it's
coming
happening.
Along? Are you? It's happening. Life force.
Yeah, you were saying you were still and quiet. Do you remain just still and quiet, or
are you
or,
coming?
Well, what
are
is everyone doing? They're all moving.
Alistair's.
They're like ducking down a side street because the town guard. I'm assuming they're not just running right towards the guard. There's
lots of
little side places to sort of head down, little alleys and whatnot.
And Gwen said to leave the body.
And Gwen did say to leave the body.
I'm not leaving the body. So I'll break into a jog and follow them.
He's following. All right, cool. Okay. We'll turn back to make sure Bathwack was coming.
Don't worry, he's coming!
Okay.
Don't worry, the boss is coming.
All right, so Mo is coming too, and Hulula, and Selenia. Selenia's coming too.
Oh, God.
One NPC that I'm not in charge of anymore.
I just don't... No, you thought you got rid of her, but, you know.
No, I just don't have to control her. That's fine. That's whatever.
Just moved to my inventory. That's all.
Is she in there?
Oh, God.
No, not yet.
Aww.
I only record them in the inventory when I carry pieces of them, like an arm.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, Irina.
Oh.
Been there, done that.
Okay, so we haven't decided where we're going, though. We just decided to walk, right?
At least one person shouted, Alistair's! Two Alistair's!
All right, I'm just
moving.
That's
where Gwen's headed.
Yeah.
Right. And back in these back ways, you might want to rely on Gwen. Because none of the rest of you know where the fuck you are.
But I know really my care. Way around.
Will doesn't really care. He'll just walk around.
So he won't follow Gwen.
He was following her at first to make it look like we were all moving as a group. Okay. But then I'm going to see I don't know if I want to go to Alistair's.
I understand.
Why is this not working?
What's wrong?
Do you see that maybe this is another Roll 20 issue? I can't get anything to work. I'm sorry. I don't know. Everything's weird.
What are you trying to do?
I was just trying to...
Are we looking at the map still?
I was trying to look at the map.
I have the town map up, but none of you, this is not really known information to you. You can kind of have a sense of where you are, but... You don't know, all
the... Is this where we are?
Kind of. This is where you had been. So you, to move... I'll move Will, for example. You kind of duck down here, for example.
Yeah, where is the Tomorrow Today office?
Number 2. Red 2.
Number 2. Okay, so we moved across here and then down another alley. Is 2?
Right, 2. This is the offices. Right here.
It's not showing.
Between the W and the A on Waterside.
Okay.
That's where the offices were. But where the group, where Rafina is, where her icon is where Bathwack killed a lady.
Where Rafina is. Okay.
And so the guard is coming from the dock. So towards 4 or 5. And that A is where Alistair's.
And
is.
So Will is over here where I am.
All of you are. I just moved you.
Okay.
Just to show.
And Gwen's just weaving around, not down the main street, but just kind of going around buildings and stuff like that, making her way down there.
Yeah, there's not this nice little park over here. You can cut through probably, head through a few alleys and get over to Alistair's. The guard was pretty close, so it's not,
I don't think we can see where you are clicking, babe. I don't think that's working either.
Hold on, let me try.
You keep clicking, but I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, there's something fucked up.
Yeah, this really sucks.
Let me do this then. Hold on.
I don't know if it's going to... All right,
let's put Chiltera.
Oh, I see Chiltera.
You see Chiltera?
Yes.
All right, that'll be my clicky guy. This is the park I'm talking about. This is a nice big park here. You can cut through, sort of back through. You could head over through here, this smaller square, and then back through here.
Okay.
And cut back through to the street and get over to Alistair's.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably where Gwen's going. If you're trying to get the most direct yet not main route to Alistair's, that's probably where Gwen's going.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can slip out of the group at some point, because if Gwen's weaving and weaving and there's people and stuff, I'm going to see if I can just kind of whoops, when they end up there, Will's not there. You know what I mean? Disappear into the crowd.
Fall down a manhole?
Yeah, I just fell down a manhole. That's all.
All right, you'll have to make a stealth check if you want to do that. And you can't roll in roll 20.
It won't work, right?
But you can roll it.
We already tried.
I
want to just try again, just because I restarted everything. I just want to see.
I think there must be something wrong with our particular game if no one else is having the same problem.
Yeah, I don't see anything. All right. Oh, that's a 2. 3? Is this my modifier? It doesn't matter. I got a 5 or something that.
Probably because we started paying attention to those rules in the...
Way to go, Eric.
That's what
Way to go.
Guys, I'm sweating again. Not actually. I stopped sweating. I don't know when that happened.
All right. I rolled a 5.
You rolled a 5. So everybody, you are able to tell that Will is trying to slip away. Describe failing to slip away, Will. Because literally everybody notices, even with a passive perception of...
I feel like Will tries to, he's going into large groups of people and trying to, shift my way this way. But I imagine that, Mo is trying to follow me. So everywhere I go, there's this gigantic rainbow frill or something. You can't... And then I look back and I'm like, and then I just keep trying to walk. It's just, it keeps failing. That's my bad roll.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I'm lost. This is a really confusing town. It must have not been planned properly.
Come hold my hand.
What? No, thank you.
I can place hand on lower back?
No.
And guide you?
No. Stop it. Get away from me. No, I'm really going to get lost.
Say no, and he puts his hand on your hip.
I have teddy bear shaped backpack with leash you can wear.
Oh, that's really cute. No, get it off of me. You already put it on me. Get this off of me.
No, he's wearing it. He hands you the leash.
All right, I'm taking Mo for a walk.
I'm picturing Mo lunging through the air at someone, and the leash like, and Will just flying behind.
Yep. That would be such a bad day.
That's such a bad day. That's the next installment in the Beethoven movie franchise. Is that the music from Beethoven?
Yes, of course it is. You never watched Beethoven? Yeah. Yes.
I've seen it many times.
No, they didn't play Beethoven in the movie Beethoven. Come on.
I hope they would.
What kind of 90s child are you?
Charles Groban.
He's the
Grodin?
Best. Grodin?
Grodin.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Grody. Yep.
Whatever happened to that guy? Anyway.
You know he's got talent. Him and JTT are hanging out.
All right, cool.
All right.
It fails.
Yeah, you do fail.
Okay.
Gwen, eventually you're able to lead your ducklings along to Alistair's apartment. You can stick your head out into the main street. Left, right, left, right. You don't see any guard. You assume that whatever business they were on, they have headed back the way that you had come from.
Okay. Then I'm going to knock on Alistair's door again.
Okay. So you go inside, you go up to his apartment. Knock, knock, knock. And there's no answer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Crapola.
Bathwack! Stop killing everyone!
He kill him?
Yes, I am sure of it.
When?
I'm just kidding, Mo.
Well, I don't know where he could have gone. He was just here, and I told him we'd be back.
Hmm. Everybody give me a perception roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we gotta add.
He's up on the ceiling. His arms and legs are just stretched against the walls. He's just hovering up there.
That's so creepy. 14.
11.
11.
Oh, I got a 1, but I'm lucky, so I get to
woohoo!
Go I got a 5. It still stinks.
That's crap.
I didn't add my thing, but I don't think it's gonna matter.
18.
What is this perception?
No, it says 19. I just got lucky.
So, Bathwack, you see a sort of an odd shadow beneath the door. Not moving, just something that seems out of place along the sort of the bottom edge of the door.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to gesture with my hand and then point down along the edge of the door.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hold my hand up like, shh.
So everybody, you look where Bathwack is gesturing, and you see it. It's sort of like along sort of the right edge of the door. There's something like a different sort of shadow along the bottom edge there.
Yeah. Is there like a crack underneath the door?
Yeah, it's not flush to the ground. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want me to put my eyeball under there again?
Yes, please.
All right. Let me make sure I still have that spell slot. Right. Arcane eye. Oh, can't do it, guys. That stinks.
All right, you got to put your real eyeball under there. You promised.
Yeah, really. You promised. But guess what? That means that I'm not cheating and I'm following the rules.
You guys
hear
that?
No way.
I actually checked for my spell slots.
Also, Arcane Eye takes 7 toad eyes. I hope you had those.
Of course I do. My lanky packs are packed with them.
They're brimming. That's all they have are toad eyes.
So we all see this.
Or one dragonborn eye, and I can start wearing my eye patch.
Is that in your inventory?
Surely it must be.
My eye? Do we have to record our own eyes?
No, your prescription eye patch.
Your prescription toilet seat.
Yep.
Same thing. I left it in Barovia, unfortunately.
My
pirating days. Yeah.
I think Gwen's going to put Cowl down and telepathically to Cowl be like, can you see anything under there?
Well, yeah, there's a piece of paper.
Are you able to grab it?
Sure. And the rest of you see the cat sort of batting. Bat, 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 bat. And it manages to hook into something with one of its little cat claws. Cat claws.
That was elegant.
With its toe beans.
With one of its cat claws, my dear boy. And it drags out a folded piece of paper. And that was what was making the shadow.
Gwen's going to open it up and look at it.
Shocker, everybody. Rafina is the only one who can. it is a note, and you recognize Alistair's handwriting, Gwen. It looks like hastily written. It says, "Town guard outside. Thought they may have been coming for you. Big arrest outside. A few people dragged away. Laying low, feel free to use my place."
Oh. Is the door unlocked then?
You try the door, Rafina, and it is locked, but Gwen, you know that you have a key to Alistair's apartment.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and unlock it then and go in.
So wait, is he not there then? Where is he laying low?
Yeah, how do we know that this isn't like trapped or anything like that?
Well, we don't, but we've gotten out of everything else, haven't we?
You're right. We're invincible. Let's go!
Rafina's 17.
Yeah. And a grandma.
How fast does this lizard go?
I don't know.
I mean,
let's.
Gwen went in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rafina's right behind
her. She didn't blow up.
I just fold my arms and look at the rest of the group to see if everyone's going in.
You go in, Will?
I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm looking at Bathwack, but I know that Alex is currently unable to play.
Okay, this is a good night hug. All right.
Aww.
Now get the heck out of here.
Bye.
Hello.
Good night.
Hi.
Hello.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Sleep tight.
He's so loud. Oh, God. Okay. Right. He's breaking my eardrum here.
Sleep tight. Better if
That's
I
creepy. Don't do that.
Sleep tight!
Oh, my God.
Guys, one or the
why
other.
Did I marry this person? He's so weird.
It's my goal every Friday to make you doubt your life choices.
Success. No, yes. Just kidding.
Natural 20.
You rolled a natural 20.
Spanakopita.
All right, so you were waiting.
Hey, Bathwack, are you going in?
You're looking to Bathwack. Yeah,
well, no, I'm looking at the group, and like, I mean, I think that I want to know whether Bathwack's going in.
Yeah, he's not proficient in doubting his life choices. I'll go in.
We go with? You sigh. What's wrong?
I don't think we should go into this room and just get killed by a random eldritch blast, I say to Mo quietly.
You think an eldritch blast will kill you?
Yes, just a random one. Yep. I'm so glad we had this talk.
No, I mean from Bathwack.
Well, that's what
you think
I mean.
Kill you?
Who knows? He just killed that other lady in one blow.
She weak. You see her? She not eat food in like months.
But look at Bathwack. When he punches somebody, they just immediately die. So imagine an eldritch blast from him. We're probably all gonna die at once.
I thought he'd give you all his life juice or whatever.
Ew! Don't bring that up. It's gross.
Can he even hurt you? Maybe you're invincible to him.
What?
Suddenly became proficient in doubting his life choices.
I'm just laughing at life juice.
Life juice, yeah.
Or whatever term you use to try to avoid being meta. We never really exactly codify what
we
that
should
means.
Definitely call it life juice.
That's what we call
it. I'm down to 9 life juice.
You have weird word, was it blood? Or blood?
You don't have blood?
Oh, life juice.
Oh.
our word is kek.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, cool. I think we've talked for about 10 hours out here, and everyone's going to be really suspicious. I look in the doorway, and everyone's just staring at us. Their heads are peeking. We're right here, idiot.
Bathwack can't kill me with Eldritch Blast. Can he kill you?
I don't know. Maybe it's just freaky.
You have Eldritch Blast. You blast back.
Yeah, my blast does shit. I know that for a fact, but I'm not that guy. he's been like friends with a god since he was probably five or something like that.
Say like 70 times a day that he not tried to kill you.
That's what somebody who wants to kill me would say if they were trying to kill me without me knowing it.
But that guy no lie.
He oh, boring. Yeah, what a sucker. Oh, Mo, I thought you... Oh, that's, all right, Mo. All right, Mo,
that's what you want as leader.
Oh, Mo.
Boring, no lie guy.
Oh, my
give
God.
Give other people life juice.
Vote for Joe Biden. Boring, no lie guy. Oh, my God. Oh, hey, well, that would be a breath of fresh air. All right, anyway, so boring no lie guy, that's who you want as leader. Right, that, yeah, I
you
mean.
You can't argue with that.
He gives you life juice.
So, boring no lie guy. Who give life force to you.
Yeah, sure.
Kill us.
Great. You know what? Fine. He's the leader. Woohoo. Let's go get killed by his eldritch blast.
You have crown too.
I don't even want to be part of this group anymore. Well, and I walk through the door. I just walk away. I'm not even talking to him anymore. Okay. So we can get in the room.
All right. You
walk
in.
We're here.
Mo walks in.
Guys, be careful. Will in mood. He get very cranky with me.
Well, Mo, he's been in a mood since I've met him. I think that's just Will.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see him happy sometimes, I think.
Really?
Really? Will, would you be happy if I gave you a hug or a sticky brick?
No. Why are we still here? Why don't we get out of this place?
We can leave. How we go? We need five lizards.
I was just going to cook us up something to eat because I don't think, you know, Mr. Crumplemeyer didn't feed us when he, you know, trapped us in his office. So I was thinking that maybe I could cook us up something to eat before we went on our way.
Yes. Rafina, yes. Very hangry. Maybe that's what's wrong with Will.
She quit.
She's really angry.
Did you mean to do that?
No, I thought it was muted.
Perfect timing.
I was trying to unmute myself.
The funny part is you made this face that looked like you were mad. She was
what
like,
was that you said? Quit.
And then you just quit. It was hilarious.
So sorry. A man. Yes, I am not hangry anymore. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't know. You somehow disappear from all of us for 2 seconds and come back. Seem pretty angry to
blinked.
Me.
You just blinked for a long time.
I don't blink. I have these clear eyelid things that go over eyes from down below.
Oh my gosh, that's so creepy.
So you're wrong.
No.
Guys, you talk. Talk about things. Where you go? Where we go? I no decide. I no leader. I have no crown. One or two of you are in charge.
Well, Gwen wants to expose the duplicity of Crumplemeyer to the temp.
He did.
Yeah, I definitely want to let people know that they've been, you know, manipulated and deceived by this man that they all seem to love. And I want them to know that his demise, you know, took down the wall and took away the smell and took away the hatred that he implanted basically in all of them. Will, can I borrow a couple of those like sheets that you got from his office? Like, I don't know, the one maybe like the water shortages for Cliffside and like the wall rate manipulation ones, like just maybe just those, like not all of them, but maybe just like a couple of them.
I might have left those in the factory. Roll for deception.
Yeah, if you're lying, which I'm pretty sure you are.
Yes. Crap. All right.
So Will says that, and if you're like...
Oh, wait, I can't roll on there.
I wonder if he's lying, then you need to roll an insight check.
That is a 12. Crap.
Otherwise, just take your passive insight, which is 10 plus your insight.
Oh, Gwen was going to roll it because she asked him to grab it, but she rolled a 4, so she's like, oh, well, that's such a bummer.
I'm trying to roll, but I can't make anything happen. Hang on. Boop.
I love that I can fool the Dragonborn all the time.
Gwen's gonna be like, Will, I asked you to grab them.
I tried to grab a bunch of stuff, but, you know, it was getting pretty hot, and I was trying to talk to Selenia and see if she was okay, but obviously she's not okay later in the day when somebody else killed her. At the time, I think I saw her demise in her eyes. She was really scared. It's like she knew something bad was going to happen to her. It kind of startled me, so I couldn't pick everything up.
I got a total of 12.
Okay.
Ooh, does that mean I win or she wins?
I'm going to say she wins because that's more interesting.
Fucking dick.
Will, turn out your pockets.
What? No. Will. What are you talking about? I'm not going to turn out my pockets.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's too bad.
Will, I'm going to give you a noogie unless you start behaving.
This is why I didn't want to go in a room with all of you.
Will, you're being a spoiled baby.
You said it was because you didn't want Batwack to kill you.
No, it's that everyone is... It goes along with what I was saying
before.
Not
going to kill you, Will.
Yeah, he's
See,
not...
See, I told you.
With gritted teeth.
You say that lots of times.
Yeah, see, it doesn't necessarily convince people when you just have to repeat the same thing.
Will, do I have to ask Batwack to help me search your pockets?
Excuse me, what a violation at this point.
Yes. It is a violation.
I'm going to make my way to the door. I'm going to make my way to the door.
Somebody block his door.
I'm going to make my way to the door.
You just
Gwen gets out. Yeah, Gwen gets out her her lollipop quarterstaff and just puts it right in his way.
Mm. Oh goodness!
And just be like, no. Will, where are you going?
Do you want to get caught, Will? What are you trying to do?
I just need to look at my spells for a second. Sorry.
Will, it might not be safe out there.
Yeah, we kind of got us... Well, I shouldn't say we. Bathbox kind of got us in a little bit of a pickle again.
You're saying that it's not safe out there. Right now, I've been told that somebody is going to manhandle me and turn my pockets out. That is not acceptable, so I am going to go. So you can hit me with your lollipop all you want, but you're not going to get me to let Bathwack hold me down so he can look through my pockets. That's outrageous.
Then just hand me the papers, Will.
Dimension door. Casting dimension door, and I'm leaving. Just as far away as I can.
Just like out on the
street? Of the building, yes.
Self-sabotage! I yell after him.
But Gwen's casting counter spell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. And that uses up my spell slot?
Yeah, it definitely does. How does counter spell work? It's up to a certain level, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you can't count. It works automatically up to a certain level.
Oh, a creature is casting a spell of third or lower, it fails and has, yeah.
So Dimension Door is a fourth level spell, so you have to make an ability check.
Using your spell casting ability.
I have to do something?
No, she has to make a check. It has to beat 14 because it is a fourth level spell, 10 plus 4.
Yeah.
And whatever, it's charisma, I think, right? Yeah, you're a warlock.
Yeah, casting ability.
Yeah, so you just make a wisdom check.
Okay. Wait, I do wisdom, not charisma?
Oh, sorry, charisma is what I meant. Okay. So just a straight up, what you have a plus 4, so d20 plus 4.
Yep, 14.
14 versus 14.
So now I want to look this up because I want to remember the way that it goes. So counterspell 5e tie, because that's exactly what you needed to do. The one rolling a check wins.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
Will, you feel, you like half of your body is out on the street.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, here I am. Wait, where the fuck are my legs? And then you're back in the room.
Oh, no.
Thank.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's fun.
Will? I'm going to need you to calm down.
This is ridiculous. You guys are forcing me to do things that I don't want to do. I don't appreciate it.
You lied to us. You just want to throw a wrench in poor Gwen here is just trying to save the town, and you're just being a big baby.
The town is already saved. The Grell, or whatever the hell that thing was under the ground, was like, oh, bring down the wall, everything will be fine. He didn't say bring down the wall, go talk to a bunch of people about Crumplemeyer, and then, you know.
Wah, wah, wah. I don't care. Give me the papers.
Oh, my God. Fine. And I'm gonna reach in my bag, and I'm just going to grab some of the papers, throw them, and then try to get out the door. Just try to go out the actual door.
Okay. Is anybody going to try to stop Will after he's thrown the papers?
Gwen's going to.
Okay. So Gwen at least gets in your way. Are you going to try to physically get past her?
I am going to reach into my bag and change into Curtis.
With your cestus?
Yeah,
whatever
if I can.
It's called, your punching dagger?
Yeah.
So you grab your dagger, the Curtis dagger.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Will, you have gone away.
Yeah.
Hello, Curtis.
Okay, Curtis. I mean,
guys,
like,
all of you in front of you, Will immediately disappears and reappears as Rafina and Bathwack recognize Curtis.
But
his
you
brother.
Said that he can feel like my feelings and that he should know that I want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've said that before.
Yes.
So that would be my feeling that I want to
yes,
get out.
Yes, you are Curtis, and you feel that Will was yeah. trying to get out of wherever you are.
Yeah.
Gwen does not recognize this person.
Hey, Curtis, how are you? Do you want a sticky brick?
Who is this?
Wait, is this one of... Will, is this one of your...
That's his brother. Don't worry.
And I'll describe him. I guess you probably have heard the description, Denise, but he's very, very, very large man. He is one
Is he bigger
quarter...
than Gwen?
You have a character sheet for him somewhere. I think I put his height on there, or maybe
he's
not.
Very tall.
It's close. I can't remember who might actually be. He's very large. He's a one quarter orc.
I think I have it written somewhere.
You probably do.
I know, but it's going to be too long. It's going to, like, ruin the vibe.
So wait, how tall is Gwen?
She's 6'10".
I don't know if he's that tall.
He's very tall.
I know he's very tall. I don't think he's...
He might not be, but he looks really scary and big.
He's thick.
Yeah, he's very thick.
Have you ever
is
seen...
Is he attractive at all? Is he an attract...
Will described him as... semi-ugly, but as a joke. He, I mean, well... He, kind of, I guess. He has like some orc in him. Like he's huge. He's bald. He like shaved bald. He has one little tooth that kind of pokes out of his mouth sometimes. And he just would be staring just like confusedly at everybody because he's not incredibly smart.
Well, and Gwen's looking at him. She's like, wait, you guys, are you saying that this is like not Will? Like, is this a person?
This is his brother. Will has ways of changing back and forth. And apparently he's doing it on purpose because he's mad at us.
So Will, this is you being like in disguise?
No, it's not really disguise. It's really him. Like this poor guy was in Tivoli and now he's been magically transported here. And it's just insane.
Can he?
Very disruptive for you, Curtis. I'm so sorry.
Can he try to leave?
I don't know. What are you doing?
He's just trying to go.
Okay.
He doesn't know that any of these people are like magic or anything. He wouldn't know necessarily.
I understand. I'm just, you have to
probably
tell me what you're doing.
Doesn't he recognize any of us?
Yes, he does. But he's like, he is very used to being told what to do by Will. And if he knows that Will wants to leave and that he needs to leave, then that's what he would be trying to do.
Well, Gwen's going to stop and be like, no, I was just going to make food for everyone. Do you want to stay with us and eat?
Roll persuasion.
Can you role play him? I can never role play this guy.
You want me to?
The problem is I don't know what's going on in Tivoli or if it exists or whatever. It's so hard for me to role play
okay,
this guy.
I can do it. That's fine. I just don't want you to have to sit there and do nothing, but that's fine. All right, so roll persuasion, Gwen.
I can try.
21.
At least do the rolls for me.
Ooh. Oh, what do I do?
Persuasion versus...
I don't even have his sheets over here. Okay.
Just an intelligence check.
Oh, God. Nice one. It would have been impossible for me to beat her roll anyway.
What was it?
It's a minus two, so it's a 9.
Okay.
What are you making?
What are I was going to go in the kitchen and see what was there. I mean, I can give you a sticky brick if you'd like in the meantime.
I don't know what that is.
It's delicious.
Oh, you poor dear. Yeah, here you go. Here. She takes it out of her regular pouch.
We make bricks in Tivoli.
Oh, no, these are delicious ones. Here, just try it. Just try it. You're going to like it.
All right. You hand it. It looks tiny in his little hand, or in his giant hand, and he just puts it in his mouth as one piece.
Yeah.
Gets stuck to his one tooth.
The one that's sticking out. There's a little bit of marshmallow fluff on there.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. That was good. Okay. Well, I feel like Will was trying to leave. Like, what's happening?
Does he always try to just escape his problems by leaving and not talking to people?
Oh, no. No. Oh, Will is the talker. No, he does not.
Yes. Yes.
Will is, he solves all everything. He fixes everything.
I'm glad you think that. That's a very happy life you must lead.
He's gone.
Oh, you miss him. Oh, we miss him too. He's such a crabby kid.
Bathwack's going to turn around. I think he just wrote you a letter.
Oh, yeah?
You'll probably be getting a letter from him soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know everything that it said, but
I probably won't either. He uses some weird words sometimes. But I can usually make out most of it. Okay. I don't know how long it's going to take to... Last time we talked, you guys were in like some... Right, you haven't...
It was
the
river.
Happened?
He was standing in a river. Yeah.
On
the way to... Back to Morrow's Inlet or back to Norton.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, something.
So
it was somewhere in the woods.
Sorry,
the
I thought river. It was Barovia, but I forgot.
Yeah.
It'll probably feel like a dream when you wake up.
Yeah? I don't know. It feels pretty real the last couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm glad we didn't pull you out of anything important or sketchy.
Well,
like, you weren't sitting sketchy. On the toilet, you weren't, like, having sex. I mean, those would all be very inconvenient times for you to disappear. I really wish Will wouldn't
Can
do
you
this
see
you.
Me where I am? Like, did you know that I wasn't?
I mean, you have all your clothes on.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I had all my clothes on.
Do you typically have sex with your clothes fully on?
No, usually all off.
Okay, that's what I assumed, but maybe I shouldn't assume. It makes an ass out of me.
I mean, sometimes I, like, have my shirt on.
Oh, my God!
But usually no clothes.
Well, as long as you have the necessary parts uncovered, I mean, that's usually what you need to do.
Yeah. I mean,
sounds like you have it, good to go. Oh,
yeah,
I
that's
think
what
we
you...
approve of your... of your.
Also, it's nice
choices.
To meet you.
How much clothes do you guys wear when you have sex?
What? That's hysterical. Let's all go have something to eat.
Let's all go have sex. I thought she was going to say that's hysterical. Let's all go have sex. Oh, my face. Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so Will was trying to leave. Like, what's wrong? Are you guys in, like, danger, or what's happening?
Well, yes, probably, but that's what happens all the time. The real issue was that Will was trying to tell us that he didn't have something that he did have that was going to be very useful, and it was very it was a little tiny bit selfish that he wasn't going to share what he had, and so we were getting annoyed at him, and he ran away.
Okay. What was it?
And he might have tried to use a spell to run away, and I might have stopped that. And that might have upset him a little bit.
A spell?
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you have any? Do you know if Bathwack knows that? Or sorry, has Curtis in the game learned? No, you're okay. I wasn't trying to talk about Bathwack. I was trying to remember out of character if Curtis would know based on what's happened in the game if Will has magic.
No, because he hasn't seen Will. Yeah. And I don't think anyone has been like, when Will casts spells until now.
If it came up, he forgot. Will, a spell?
Oh, yeah. Will can do magic.
No. Do you, like, hire a wizard or something? Like, he's, like, looking around for a wizard.
He's very powerful.
Yeah, he's pretty powerful magic user.
Well, no. I mean, he's powerful, but he doesn't know magic.
Well, then it must be new, because he sure does. And he's kind of a pain about it.
Are you sure?
Except when he makes us fly. It's fun when we fly.
You guys can fly?
As long as we've known him. Yeah, he can fly. As long as we've known him, he's been able to do these things.
Curtis looks absolutely dumbfounded. More so than usual.
I mean,
I can just imagine Will inside of Curtis's head being like, leave, leave! And he's like, oh.
That's the thing. You've said I can't talk to him or anything. Uh-uh. So it's literally, at this point, I don't want Curtis to die. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to hope that he could muscle his way out the door, but he's too dumb. And I don't know that.
He got persuaded to stay.
Yeah, I don't know that though, right? So like, no, but I don't want Curtis to get hurt. So at some point, I'm going to have to just.
You know that he's not being hurt. Like, you know when he gets hurt, I think I've said, like...
I don't... Okay.
But anyway. Yeah, like, how...
When we fought Babalus Saga, I'm pretty sure that you...
Yeah.
Knew right. that.
Like, it's either that he's gotten away, or he's still there and they're talking to him, which is another not good thing. So it's all bad.
Everything's
so
bad.
It's just bad.
Curtis, is it so surprising that he can cast magic when...
Yeah.
He brings you here?
Well, I don't know how I get here. He did that? He cast a spell and did that? Like a magic...
Honestly, I'm not sure how he brings you here.
Yeah, no. Curtis, I've only known him for like a day or so. This is kind of new for me.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, I mean, Will doesn't know magic. I mean, Will knows a lot of things, guys. Like, I have never met anybody as smart as Will. And you That's guys, so like, sad. You should, like, talk to him because he can, like, teach you, like, a lot of things.
Oh, we love talking to Will.
Yeah, Curtis, that's the problem. We're trying to talk to him right now, and he kept trying to run away from us.
Did you try to touch him?
Well, yes, Well, sometimes I give him hugs. Is that what you mean?
Oh, that's a bad idea. No, he doesn't like that.
Well, who doesn't like a hug?
Will?
I know he doesn't like hugs. That's why I do it, because he's going to get used to it, and then he'll enjoy it.
I mean, like, you know, like, I'm not supposed to say that.
You're not supposed to say what?
Uh-oh.
Just something about hugs and Will. That's all.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Did a hug kill his mom?
Huh? Our mom? No, she's alive.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah. Okay.
Hug. Now, this doesn't mean that I want to have sex.
Are we having hug time? Oh, Curtis, can I give you a hug too?
Okay. And it doesn't mean you want to have sex.
Well, with me, you never know.
Guys, yeah, I'm married. You know that, right? Like, I'm not going to have sex with any of you.
Oh, what a good boy you are.
I think Bathak was really hoping.
Bathak is like, what?
No, none of you. Sorry.
Well, thank you for being honest.
I'm not going to hug Curtis.
Like, even if I don't have any of my clothes on, we're not going to have any sex.
But are you hungry? You want me to make you something to eat?
Okay. Yes.
So Gwen's going to go in whatever kitchen nook or whatever that in Alistair's place to see what kind of food he has and see what she can kind of whip up.
Okay. So Curtis sits down at, like, the little counter there, the kitchen counter, and... looks like he's getting ready to eat. He picks up a napkin that's laid out and stuffs it into his...
Curtis.
What?
Curtis, about that letter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you.
There's, Will's going to ask you to, fence Yar Jarrett.
Huh.
Check out Gully's End.
Fence?
And I just wanted to tell you that where I'm from, Yar Jarrett is my name.
Oh, okay. Hello.
So, hello. So,
and he says that.
You can just tell that to Will, and you don't need to worry about sending anyone out to Gully's End for sure.
Hold on. You said hello. He said hello, and then you said hello, and then all of a sudden, Will is back.
Oh!
Wait, so what happened? What was actually said?
He said there was a letter that was sent, and it said to fence Yar Jarrett and check out Gully's End, and Yar Jarrett is my name, and Curtis says hello, and Bathwack said hello, and then Will appears.
Wait, so he didn't get to say his thing about not doing it?
Correct.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, do I have a napkin tucked into me, or did he take it with him?
It sort of flutters down in front of you.
But I'm sitting at the, the table.
Yep.
What the fuck, Curtis? Oh my god. This is the worst experience of my life.
Curtis not here. He disappeared.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Will's back.
Great. What did you guys do to him?
You smell something wonderful.
And we hugged him.
We had a little talk.
Everybody in the room, perception check or not, is able to hear Will's stomach growl when he gets a whiff of what's being cooked. Whatever it is.
For the purpose of the picture here, I don't know what the rooms in this house are like, but I put the two bodies down somewhere, gently, you know, laying out on the floor before I went over and had the conversation with Curtis.
That's fine. Good enough.
I did not talk to him with bodies hanging off my shoulder.
They're over in the corner.
It's just some dead bodies in the corner.
This is a similar layout to Gwen's place. It's not super large. It's a studio-ish kind of a apartment. This is not palatial by any stretch.
Okay.
Something's frying.
Sweet.
Well, Will, I'm going to make you a deal. I will stop bugging you for 3.5 minutes if you have some food.
I think that's all he says.
And Gwen puts a plate. Gwen puts a plate in front of him. Then
what is it?
Yeah, what'd you cook?
Well, she found some eggs, so she did some scrambled eggs, and then she did also find some sausage, so she mixed that up in there too, and then she made some pancakes.
Oh my god!
Because there is flour and sugar and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you eat?
Yeah, sure. He'll eat.
All right.
The first
everybody
time
watches.
In the whole adventure. No way. I won't eat if people are watching.
I meant the players, the
he
characters,
until
the
other
listeners,
people have their food.
Everybody.
Oh my god.
Now, I'll next, get out my.
We have to stop tonight because the next session is us watching Will eat. What were you saying, Alex?
Nothing. I was getting out the cards again. Just keep drawing my cards so that I can make a game.
And Gwen's putting a plate in front of everybody.
Okay.
Is that Will?
That's Will.
That's everybody. Definitely. I don't know. How does Will sound? You haven't eaten for a while. You tell
but
me.
I'm just eating. He's trying very hard to look normal as he eats and dignified.
He's got his pinky out.
Yep.
Bathwick polishes off the eggs and the pancakes and then looks and sees how Will is eating and slides the plate with the sausage over toward him.
Because you're a vegetarian.
And then he goes back to working on the cards.
He can eat eggs though, guys. He's a ovo whatever. I never remember all the terms. I know piscatarian.
I don't know.
There's one for eggs. Ovo something.
Octogenarian.
Yeah.
Octogenarian.
Gwen's going to look at Bathwack then and be like, was there something wrong with the sausage?
It smells delicious, but I'm kind of full.
Hmm. He sometimes chooses to be a vegetarian, but not all the time.
Really? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. Sometimes he's not a vegetarian. You don't know.
When is he not?
Oh, it's unpredictable.
Oh.
Much like his Eldritch Blast. Ha ha, too soon?
Oh. No, that's funny.
That's funny as we go look at the dead body in the corner. I
know. Is that sausage I smell? No.
Just sizzling human fingers.
Oh, wait a second, she's about to explode! Innards everywhere!
It's sizzling selenia.
Oh my god.
Sizzling selenia.
All right, so the group partakes of some breakfast. And I think all of us will partake of a break.
Oh.
And okay. Potentially, if you guys want to get eggs and sausage for the sake of...
Sounds really good.
It does sound really good.
Staying true to the story, go for it. Or whatever the closest thing you can get is.
All right. So all right. Will hates us forever.
Maybe. But everybody ate.
Okay.
I was told off stream that the plate of Bathwack sausage went untouched.
I just said, I'm not going to eat that.
I want to make that clear to everybody.
I'm like, he gave me sausage. Yeah. I'm not going to eat that.
I figured.
Aww. Yeah, that's so that was a suit.
Bathwack looks up from the cards and then slides it over toward Mo.
Oh, Torton Mo.
Oh, it's gone. The plate.
The plate. He eats plates.
He loves ceramics. Mm. All right. So yeah, everybody's sitting back, bellies are full, everybody just feels so happy and content, right, Will?
I get up to get out the door.
Okay, bye, Will. So Gwen, where do you think Alistair went?
I don't know. I mean, I have a few ideas, but I mean, if he's laying low, to be honest, again, Bathwack got us into a little pickle here, it appears. And I didn't really want to get him involved in that. So it's maybe better he's not here.
True.
I don't want to stay here for too long because of that as well.
Well, I'm just concerned about this story he's saying about somebody getting dragged away. And I'd like to know more. And it sounds like he saw it, but we don't have any information.
No, but I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm done with this town. I pretty much came here with nothing, and now I once again have nothing.
You have us?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have you guys. I mean, I have that, but I mean, I have nothing. I thought about maybe starting up again, you know, with my, you know, with a candy store, but I just don't. I don't think that's needed here. I think it's time for me to leave this town. And I wasn't sure where you guys were going or when you wanted to leave, but maybe we shouldn't stay around here very much longer.
Plus your unicorn person said you should go, right? Or was that fake one? Was that the bad one or the good one?
I'm worried it's a depraved god.
Yeah, the one that told me to leave here wasn't exactly. I'm not sure who I've talked to the past few days when it comes to Moondreamer. So,
well, let's just go. We can always decide to come back later and tell the people what they how they were fooled, but they'll figure it out on their own. Probably
that guy's dead. He burned.
Yeah,
right? I mean, it's not like he's going to be able to come back and
put the
wall up again.
Bathwack's saying something. What'd you say, Bathwack?
We need gold so that we can raise Selenia.
I mean, I have some gold, but I just lost everything, and I'm not giving that. No offense, and I'm sorry, but I'm not giving that to somebody who I don't even know to... bring them back.
Has Will left at this point?
I think he was making his way towards the door, but then he starts picking up some of the papers that he threw and nobody picked up.
Okay.
I think we should just go. I think we should just go. And if we find gold along the way, that would be great. But we're just going to get in trouble if we try to get gold here, Bathwack. Don't you think?
Are we just going to carry Selenia with us from here to wherever we're going?
I mean,
it's
a terrible situation, but I really think that you should just, I mean, not leave her in Alistair's apartment. I don't want to leave a dead body in his apartment, but I think you should leave her in Morrow's Inlet.
She hasn't done anything to deserve this, and we can still make it right.
Well, I don't think we have to make it right. I think you need to make it right.
Oh,
I say behind everyone talking.
Will suddenly in the conversation now.
Yeah,
leaned in.
I just
guys, listen to Gwen like... here.
Bathwack stops talking.
Ooh, oh, poor Bathwack.
I mean, how long she keep?
Oh my God.
Ever practical.
Is there still a refrigerator back at the store? Or was it completely cleared out, equipment and all?
There's nothing left at my store.
Not even a glass case that's refrigerated?
No.
Oh, all right. Well.
Like, I don't mean to sound cold, but I feel like she's going to cause us nothing but problems.
I think that's probably true. I don't want to be inflammatory in my remarks, but I will say that we also did manage to drum up a whole bunch of money for you, and we barely knew you. But then again, we also know more about you than we did about her, and she seems to have sort of sketchy things going on in her life that perhaps would only make our lives more complicated if we got involved.
So we should just kill everybody who's has sketchy things going on in their lives?
Don't be silly, Bathwack. We'd all be dead.
Oh, no, I'm not saying we need to kill people. I mean, nobody killed her on purpose. But sometimes there's a reason that everything happens.
I am leaving. After I picked up those papers.
KT says that.
I'm getting it. Goodbye, pork fried guy.
I am leaving.
I just need to say it because while everyone's talking, I'm
okay.
Going.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I only said we because I supposed we were traveling as a party.
I think Gwen is coming with us.
I mean, if you'd like me to, I certainly would. I mean, there's nothing left for me here. It's just... It's kind of a cycle. It's time for me to find someplace else.
I mean, Bathwack can carry dead body if you want. We not stop him, do we?
No.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, Bathwack, I'm just saying, I just don't think it's a good idea to be walking around with a dead body. But I mean, if it's something you feel you need to do, then so be it, I guess. But I don't think we want to stick around here with a dead body for much longer.
How much do I need again? 500 gold?
Right now, the only spell you have access to, I think, is Rafina's spell, which is Raise Dead, which does require a diamond worth 500 gold.
Oh, 500.
The other one was with it... your spell. If you do it within a minute, it's a diamond worth 300 gold.
No, Dead has that's already...
Yeah, that's gone. Yeah, sorry.
This has been one long minute. It's been a minute, though.
It's been a one long minute.
So if you wait, cast counterspell.
What a super villain! Oh my god! No, she stays dead!
Wait till Rafina snorts all that diamond dust.
Wow.
So yeah, Raise Dead, it takes a diamond worth 500 gold, and it works on anything that has died within 10 days.
Oh, 10 days, still a limit. Is there a spell where you, it's like anytime?
Oh, probably.
Long, like the long Ray is long dead. That was from the Ember Tamlin.
Well, yeah, there was a dark gift that you could have taken that would work on something that had died.
But it probably would have ended up in something terrible, like
there was some bad cemetery or something. There was some bad stuff with that one.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll not get into that right now.
Good thing I'm super good and didn't make that
David
deal.
Cross is very familiar.
David Cross is very familiar.
Uh-huh. A lot of makeup.
I blew myself.
I blew myself. I love him.
But yeah, guys, so Will has left.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep up with him, you probably should leave quietly. But you didn't sneak out. They could see you leave.
No, you didn't. Rafina said goodbye. Rafina knew he was going.
Yeah,
she said goodbye.
I understand. Okay. I'm just trying to set the scene as we are in the scene.
Will is like super confused because he dropped all the papers and nobody really picked any up. Yep. And now they don't seem to have a problem with him gathering them again and leaving.
Apparently not.
So he's like the whole time he's gathering them, he's like, can I do this? Okay, here I go. It's weird. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yep.
So we're at the A on the map.
Yes.
And we're pretty close to the docks.
Yep.
Wait, are we all together?
Where are the apartments?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you in a second.
Stores on Waterside are all marked out here on the main drag, right?
Please don't break into a store. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the dock by the number one is where your lizards were. That was where the customs office was, and you docked very close to there.
I would love to see Bathwack break into a store. That'd be crazy. Like, what?
The customs house.
Yeah.
All so right.
I'll let you ponder
all,
that
we
for
didn't
a minute.
All
but
go
I need,
outside.
I don't
outside,
just
right?
need 500 gold, though.
No, you need a diamond worth 500 gold.
You're looking for a diamond store?
So you can...
Yes, I am.
You can... You neither have a diamond nor have the money to buy said diamond currently.
I don't care, though. I want to know, is there such a diamond in Waterside?
You don't know.
Oh, man, he's going to steal
That's
a diamond!
Right. That is a significant diamond. You don't think it is out of the question, but you also think that it's possible that there is not one.
If Will was there and knew this, he'd be like, okay, find all the little old ladies that you can. I'm sure one of them has a big ass brooch that you could steal, bro. But all right. I'm not there.
I was going to. All right. So what are we going to do?
I think we should get on the lizards and toodaloo.
If we don't find a diamond in 10 days, I can't correct this mistake.
Well, 10 days
can't
lasts
let
about
that
5 years in recording time, so we have plenty of time.
I hope that she actually
so
said
recalcitrant.
That. Yeah. I love that.
I think we should go.
Out of character, there is a spell called Resurrection, which works on a creature that has been dead for no more than a century.
Wow.
That takes a diamond worth 1,000 gold.
Oh, that's not much more.
But that's a 7th level spell, so none of you can do that right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
But you can maybe meet someone who could.
Wow.
Depending on how long you want to haul this body around.
Yeah, woohoo!
Bathwack is 124, and he still has Selenia.
And now you're going to have to keep track of days, like actually keep track.
Yeah, I'm
Way
sure
to
that
screw
I'm
yourself
definitely going
to
have to keep track of these days. It's been how many days? Oh, yeah, there's this weird effect on the land. All corpses disappear. Come on. I'm the DM, bitches.
You're not going to do that.
He might.
Anyway, Bathwack's trying to figure out if he can maybe scrounge up a big-ass diamond in Morrow's Inlet while Will has gone outside.
You can tell that's what he's thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't said anything, but you can tell that's what he's thinking.
I need a big-ass diamond.
But yeah,
look at his eyes, you just see little diamonds.
Yeah. But it's the suit, the card suit. They're a little red.
Oh, whoa.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But Will, you've gone outside.
Yeah.
And you're all alone.
Sweet.
How does it feel?
Relieving.
Does it?
I guess. What the hell?
I don't know. Does
it? Yes, it does.
I'm asking you.
Everyone was just about to manhandle me, and I don't like that. So I walk away. I'm walking. I have a purpose.
Okay. Which way are you going?
Well, I have two things that I want to do. Should I just say them?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can if you want. You don't have to.
Because I don't
know. I need to just know where you're going right now.
It's just more like I can't see what's around me. But I need a space that is like not atrociously flammable. Does that describe any place around here?
You go down Asbestos Alley. Perfect. There you go. You're fine. Guys, I realize that I love that word,
asbestos,
by the way.
Yes,
I say it
do.
A lot.
Yes.
I refer to asbestos.
Yes, you do.
Mostly in terms of how it is bad for your health, I think is usually my go-to, but also it is actually a very good flame retardant material.
Good it really is. It really is.
So, anyway, sorry. I guess I need to know to what degree you mean.
So I guess Will, not knowing what it, I don't know what it looks like when I step out of this apartment. So
It's the main drag. Like you walk down
this
street.
This is the main
initially.
Drag.
Yeah.
I walk towards the docks.
Okay.
Is the docks just wooden docks? Is there a beachy area at all? Or is it just...
The docks are actually stone. They're
the docks are stone?
Uh-huh. They're like...
Well, I don't want to set a fire on the dock.
I don't know what you're doing.
I know. I'm asking if there's some kind of area that's close to the water that looks like it could
crap.
Be...
I know what he's doing.
That it is looks... he going to burn all the papers?
I mean, there was probably if you go down close to the water, you'd probably, now that I know kind of your intent that everybody else figured out before me, what you're planning on doing, you could cast create bonfire and not set the town on fire.
Yes, that's
and the
what
funny thing
for.
Is we really don't care anymore about the papers because
apparently not.
We're saying F you to the town and we're just gonna leave. But Will
we had to harass Will first, we don't actually care.
Yeah, I know. But well, there's a big reason that he's doing this. It's not just to be an asshole. Like he's possessive over the papers because of a significantly
I don't know that you can find
reason.
Like a hidden place.
That's fine. I'll start a
It'll
fire
be
on
obvious.
The bank. That's fine.
Okay.
They don't
I'm
know where I am,
clear.
Do they? Like
just,
if
there
I go
around.
Out and
there
go.
There are people around. Generally.
It, on the riverbank?
Where just by the docks. I mean, it's a busy place. Like it's not gonna be a secret. I don't know
fine.
That necessarily
not...
people are paying attention to you. I'm just trying to paint the picture because I don't do that.
I guess I pictured like I'll go to a place that it seems like it's...
People, there's like small groups of people having like quiet conversations. Again, remember, this whole town is kind of befuddled right now. Like, things feel very different than they did not 2 hours ago.
Well, I'm going to point at this little tiny bitty corner of the map. Is that just
kind of close
dirt...
to the wall near what the far pier? I mean, I guess that's probably a quieter place.
Yes. So I'm going to go there.
Okay.
And I'm going to set a bunch of this shit on fire.
What are you setting on fire?
So I'm going to keep specific things. I'm going to keep Krumpelmeyer's notes that I found in his chair. There was something about...
You guys.
Us. Mm-hmm. And then there was something like just like all I want is like one report that was one of the incriminating things, like something about where he wrote
like
something
one of the
about tomorrow today
Gwen
or something
was referencing about like manipulating prices or things
one of
like
those
that.
Things I have them in my notes somewhere, but like I want to keep one of those things. I want to keep the thing about us and I want to keep how much have we been playing? My notes go on forever. There was a book that I wanted to keep.
From where? A book from his from office? I don't think you've got a book from his office.
No, but I have a bunch of books from the other places.
Yes. Mm-hmm. From the communications and surveillance room.
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, I'm going to burn the ones from communications because I don't think that they were important, right? Those are the ones that, from the front room, and I want to keep... one of the ones from surveillance.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get rid of a bunch of the stuff in my bag and see if I can possibly tuck something away.
Well,
so
that's
that
good.
If somebody...
You're keeping in mind carrying capacity.
I kind of try to, but it's mostly because Will's not sure. Like, basically,
you also
I
burn
toss
all
a bunch
your
of
500 gold piece worth diamonds.
Nice. Yes, definitely. That is very true. No, but I'm basically piling it all in there. I find those two pieces of paper. I'm holding those. I fold them up small and I put them in my breast coat like pocket.
Okay.
And I'm like tossing all these books and stuff in there. I look like a book burning psycho on the banks of this river.
What are you doing down there?
Huh?
What you doing down there?
Who am I talking to?
There's someone up on the pier that is up looking down at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're up?
Yeah.
Because
you're down on the shore, like near the water.
Okay. Oh!
You can't have that fire here.
Oh, my girlfriend broke up with me and I'm burning things that remind me of her. Could you leave me alone?
Deception.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can't roll on there.
You still have to look at your number.
Oh my, I'm re-rolling. I'm using a luck point. That's a terrible roll. Oh my god, I rolled a natural one. Oh shit, you guys, I'm gonna get arrested. I rolled a two and then I used a luck point and then I rolled a natural one. You guys,
Rafina's gonna get to say I told you so.
This is like the worst idea ever.
I know. No, you're burning. Those look like ledgers and things like that. That doesn't have to do with your girlfriend. You know what? You wait right there. I'm coming down.
Great. I make sure that this, and I'm still dressed as Mr. Brownman or whatever. Mr. Brownman. Right? I never changed.
Oh yeah, you didn't use his voice.
I don't even remember. Oh, it was like this. Will didn't use the voice. No, he just was trying to think of a lie on the spot.
I just love Mr. Brownman's voice.
Oh, my girlfriend. Well.
You don't have to pretend to be someone right now. Anyway.
Yeah, so he says, wait right there. Well, I don't wait right there. Okay. I start going.
You running?
As long as I can make sure that the stuff is burning. Like, I cast that bonfire.
Oh, it's burning. Great bonfire is great.
All right, cool.
Big fire. Okay, so where are you going?
I guess, I mean, if I was here, I guess I'm going to have to run right towards this one alley. This is not an actual space, is it? This is just an arrow. Okay.
And that's a real wall? That's a cliff?
Is this an alley right here?
No, those walls are those.
That's a building?
Yeah, those buildings are.
Building. Yeah, okay, so really, yeah, I'm running down
there. Yeah, you kind of go up the road back towards them.
Look at my spells, you guys.
All right, give me an athletics check to see how well you run away.
That's like my worst... A two. Okay, you gave me cursed dice. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Eric, he just don't choke on that, you fool. He just put it in his mouth. You guys, stop. They're metal too. He's kicking it against his teeth. It's not going to matter what I add to it. I rolled a two. Athletics, I think, is minus one. So I have a one. I fall on my face. Oh my God, this is humiliating. Ugh.
Will, you should have stayed
with
us.
See what Virgil rolls.
Virgil? Get out of here, Virgil.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. What'd he roll?
Vestal Virgil.
More.
Vestal Virgil.
All right. So the rest of you, have you left the... I think you were leaving, right? You were like, let's go.
We're getting ready to go.
Yeah. Okay.
But Gwen's she's going to stop and leave a note for Alistair.
What does it say?
She's just going to leave him and it says, thank you for everything. She's also going to take the book out of her bag that they took from Tomorrow Today that had the surveillance and stuff in it. And just be like, you know, Merrick Krumplemeyer was bad. Tomorrow Today, watch yourself. And I hope to see you again sometime.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Got it. It's very sweet.
She's very sad she didn't get to say like a final goodbye to him.
Aww.
So yeah, you guys all walk outside and Will, describe Will as he's trying to run away from Virgil.
It's like a fucking, what's his name? It's like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker running through the street, flapping his feet. It's just like this crazed run.
Hey, you stop. All right. So you guys all get outside and you see this coming towards you up the street from the dock area.
Oh, I do want to point out Gwen locks the door of the apartment.
I assumed, but yes, thank you for making that clear. Of course you did. responsible dragonborn, you.
set a watch.
And Bathwack, you have two inert bodies on your shoulders, right?
Oh, God.
That's right.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just waiting for those. No. That's a ticking time bomb, one of them. Captain Fuckface, he's ticking. all right. And so, Will, you're like looking over your shoulder at this guy, and he's absolutely gaining on you.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no! You're
not able to. This guy is fit. Like, he looks like he's maybe not fit.
Yeah.
Probably so, based on the way he's dressed, you know what people look like, right? You don't have to cast your special detect whatever magic.
What time of day is it?
It's like late morning.
Late morning. Yeah. Okay.
He looks like someone who is on boats. Like he is used to physical. Like he is a physical person. He's not
like a rugged Maine fisherman with one of those white sweaters. It's all like the cable knit sweaters.
Yeah.
He smells like Irish Spring. but no, he's not like
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah, Dr. Squatch.
He's not like a dock master bureaucrat guy. He's like someone who came off a boat. Like he is.
I'm like, no, I'm a dock master bureaucrat guy. Stop it. Oh no.
Your pumping knees keep hitting your pot belly. No. And all of you are transfixed by this. You're all just like to whatever degree, whatever kind of emotion you get from this scene, you're feeling it fully.
What emotions people have.
One word, everybody, emotion that your character feels as they see this happen. Gwen.
Can I just ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
So the guy that's chasing Will, is it somebody who like lives in Waterside?
You don't recognize them, but maybe.
All right.
Not someone you ran into. Maybe they are here, but are on the river a lot. You wouldn't know any of this, but either they're not from here or they're not here a lot.
Okay. The Gwen's just kind of like
subdued glee.
Subdued glee is Bathwack.
That's two words, you jerk.
That is a hyphen.
Yeah, just glee. Doesn't have a word. She just shakes her head.
What is Gwen? You said you hang your head.
She just shakes her head. Like. Yeah.
Rafina.
Vindication. That's not really an emotion.
I mean, we get it.
Listen, you're all feeling these emotions, however emotional they are. And Will, you're going through all of this and trying to get away from this guy,
yeah,
right?
I'm thinking about what spell to cast is what's going through my head.
So that's all happening. And the Virgil, who I've named, none of you know his name, but that's his name. Yeah. He said, "Hey, you stop! My name's Virgil. I'm gonna get you."
What a weirdo! No, I definitely don't want him to catch me.
Virgil stops.
Oh,
he like skids to a stop on his heels.
Oh,
and he's looking. Will, he's looking up and over you, and he's looking up and over all of you. Actually,
what?
He's just looking up. His jaw drops. His mouth is just hanging open. He's just staring up like into the sky over all of you.
It's Ricardo Ulysses.
Oh, that's creepy. What's going on?
And I'm assuming you all probably follow his gaze.
No, I run. I'm running.
Okay.
Right? I look over. I see him do that, but I'm running.
Major look.
I know, right? We all stop and look.
Classic Virgil! I got you!
Exactly. Because, like, I have a feeling. So I turn around. If I see him do that, I'm, like, ducking as I'm running. It's even worse running. I'm a terrible athletic.
All right, so you don't
stop.
But
I'm covering my head.
But you
turn.
But I think instinctually, you probably will look to see what maybe he's looking at.
Right.
Whether you stop or not.
Yeah, doing this. Sheltering my head like I do at like kids' baseball games when everyone's looking my direction.
And all of you, if you look as well, you will see this large shape has blotted out the sun.
Oh my God.
Above the town.
Oh no.
It is soaring over the buildings.
What?
And as you are able to, you squint sort of into it. It's sort of like silhouetted by the sun. And you squint to take it in. And as you're able to make out what it is, you can all make out the shape
of this large orange dragon that is soaring above the town. And as you hear a shriek from somewhere towards the deeper part of the town, away from the docks, as you think probably someone else spots it as well, you hear, "Dragon!"
Oh my God.
Or was that Mo?
Ooh, dragon! this all is sort of hitting you at once. These just different senses and this sight. And it's like gliding silently through the sky. And the main thing that strikes you all, that you all have, some of you have different experiences with dragons. Like, I'm not going to tell you all what dragons you've seen or heard about or read about or smelled or anything like that. But this is different than any experience you've ever had in whatever form that is. Maybe it's nothing, but those of you who have maybe heard of or read about or seen or anything like that with dragons, there's one specific thing that is very odd about it, and that this dragon is looks like it is just flying, just like effortlessly soaring through the sky, but it is both to you as the characters and to you as the players upside down.
Okay.
Its feet
are... What do you mean to the players?
Well, you picture Abby. Picture a dragon flying through the sky.
Yep.
Now picture it upside down.
It's like doing the backstroke.
Why do I and my character both have to understand that?
Well, I'm saying that if Rafina has had any experience in her life with dragons or has read about them or seen them, she would have a similar experience to Abby. Picture a dragon flying through the sky.
I see. Yikes. I see.
And in this case, it is upside down.
That's really weird. Okay.
And that is where we are going to leave it tonight on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, man. A dragon?
An orange dragon.
It's clockwork. You heard it here first.
Are its wings, like, inverted? Like, are they still flapping? Like, the way that you would have to bolster. Like, they're flapping the correct way, but just upside down. They're not like the other way around.
Are its tail feathers pointing in a reasonable direction?
No feathers.
Oh.
What kind of dragon doesn't have feathers?
For real.
This one.
Upload that thing that one time. I snipped out a thing that I had edited out of what he was saying. And
it's
so
amazing.
So funny. Like, it was what he was trying to say something, but this is what came out. I don't know.
There it is. I'll add it to the soundboard because that's probably where it should be anyway.
God, please don't start using that.
All right, you ready? This is a clip, unedited, from a recent session that was just released of me. Ready? Here you go.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear it's quite off-putting when you first arrive, but
wait, is this the character where I was like,
this is Marco.
Yes,
he did. So I sent him that as I was editing and he was downstairs writing one night. I sent him the clip and he didn't say, I think he said, "Oh my God, that's amazing." Right. And then like for a long time I was typing and I kept seeing that he was typing. And I'm like, he's not saying anything. And then I'm like, I wonder if he's trying to transcribe it. And then, like, a few minutes later.
Yes, I hear it's quite off-putting. Yes, I did.
Hey
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.